First Baptist Elon this cold Sunday morning. It is February, and we're praying that as this month progresses, that the weather will warm up, and we look forward to gathering back together again in just a few weeks. But as we gather this morning, thank you for joining us via Facebook Live for worship this morning with your family and friends. We hope that you will use the bulletin that was emailed out earlier this week. Also, you can go to our website at www.fbc-elon.org and to pull up the bulletin. Use that as a resource, not just for our worship service this morning, but also as a resource throughout this week for things going on in the life of our church and in the coming weeks. I hope you'll also join me tonight on Facebook Live at 5 p.m. as we continue our winter Bible study, James, Putting Faith into Action. We're about halfway through the book of James, and tonight we'll be turning in chapter 3 in that New Testament letter in James to talk about how we're called to tame the tongue. And if anybody doesn't know, think they don't have to learn that lesson, trust me, you did. Listen, come join me tonight at 5 p.m. on Facebook Live. It'll be a powerful lesson. It was a lesson that will all hopefully come to go to our hearts and minds as we seek to be the Christians that God calls us to be. That's tonight at 5 p.m. on Facebook Live. I want to remind you that next Sunday we will continue with virtual Sunday school and virtual worship service with hopes of returning to in-person worship service on Sunday, February 20th. All that information is in your February newsletter that hopefully you received this past week. If you did not receive one, you would like one, contact the church office this week, and we'll make sure we mail one to you, or you can just stop by the church office this week, Monday through Thursday, and we can get you a copy of the February newsletter. I want to thank you for your generosity over the last couple weeks as we have collected items for our own food pantry during the month of January, and now for the month of February, we have transitioned to collecting non-perishable food items to donate to Salvation Army. We have our bin, this collection bin that's located in our communication center, is already full with items that we have collected for Salvation Army, and we know that's just going to keep coming in over the next couple weeks. So, if you have not had a chance to bring items and you're at the grocery store this week, some of the items that we'll be collecting for Salvation Army include cereal, macaroni and cheese, Pop-Tarts, spaghetti noodles and spaghetti sauce, juice and snack for kids, and you can drop those off anytime, Monday through Thursday. The collection bin will be right inside the door here at First Baptist Elon. You just knock on the door, ring the doorbell, and we'll pick those items up for you. Or later on in the month when we gather back together for worship, you can bring those items as well. But again, thank you for your generosity already, and we look forward to dropping those items off to the Salvation Army at the end of the month of February. If you saw your newsletter this month, you will have noticed that there was a potential date for our church council and our next roundtable, our Elon roundtable business meeting that we had scheduled for February 20th. We've decided to postpone that just a couple weeks, so I want to go ahead and put this on your calendar. Sunday, March 13th will be our next church council and roundtable meeting. Church council will meet at 4 p.m. that evening. Roundtable will be at 5 p.m. in the fellowship hall, so go ahead and mark your calendars for March 13th. We want you to be a part of both of those meetings. If you're a ministry team leader, make sure you're there for that March 13th church council meeting. If you are a church member, anybody and everybody is encouraged to come for that roundtable meeting on March 13th. Many other things were in your newsletter this month. Make sure you check those items out. Know what's coming up in the coming weeks for the life of here, the life of First Baptist Church of Elon. But we're here this morning to gather to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's why we're here. That's why we gather. So let's prepare to worship our Heavenly Father who bestows His love upon us every single day. Let's sing praise to Him this morning.
I encourage you to stand at home and stand up off the couch, and let's sing praises to our Lord this morning.
your name, for your love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted above all things your name and your word. When I called, you answered me. You made me bold and stout-hearted. May all the kings of the earth praise you, O Lord. When they hear the words of your mouth, may they sing of the ways of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord is great. Though the Lord is on high, he looks upon the lowly, but the proud he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of the trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you save me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. We can proclaim that not just with our words, but our actions every single day, that his love will endure forever. Let us go to the Lord in prayer this morning, proclaiming that love this day. Heavenly Father, we gather this morning with those who love you, that we might sing your praises and share your love with one another. You have shown your faithfulness to us every day in ways that we do not always recognize. So we gather today in order to thank you for your constant watch care over us. Help us to entrust our lives to you and your purposes as we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as over the past few years, the Fushis have dedicated their time to embracing the culture, learning the language, and partnering with the Christian Church in Tokyo, Japan, to share the love of Christ. This new year, they have been provided the opportunity to partner with Christian churches across the entire country of Japan as they seek to create a partnership that will blanket the entire country. Our prayer and our financial support helps make this goal a reality. Now, you heard me talk about last week, too, that their daughter, Ada, had surgery just last week on her jaw and her mouth, and I wanted to give a prayer update. That surgery was successful. She spent a week in the hospital, and she returned home this past week, so that is a prayer answered, and thank you for your prayers for Ada, and thank you for your prayers for Carson and Laura during this time. We also continue to lift up Laura as she is pregnant with their second child that is due later on this coming year. God has blessed the Fushis. They have blessed this family, and we pray the continued blessings upon them as they continue to do God's work in the country of Japan. We encourage our church family to drop off their love offering for the Fushis sometime this week. If you want to just swing by the church office and drop that off, please do so. Or if you want to mail your love offering to the church, we encourage you to mail it to our P.O. Box, P.O. Box 778. Don't mail it to the church street address because it won't get here. Make sure you mail it to the P.O. Box. But you can send that in the mail this week. Our plan is to mail this love offering at the end of the month. So if you don't have time to get it to us this week, you can drop it off the following weeks as well. But please prayerfully support them. Pray for them every single day. Financially support them through this love offering. And we hope this will help them meet some of the needs they are facing in Japan as we speak. Now at this time, if you would, bow with me as we lift prayer for our offerings this day. Exalted Lord, we offer these sacrificial gifts that we bring this day from thankful hands and from rejoicing lips. When we are surrounded by trouble, you cradle us in your constant love. You shine your glory into our weakened hearts. Through these gifts today, we ask that you help those that are hurting and in need this hour so that they may feel secure in your abiding grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray this morning.
Thank you.
guiding them. And Bert, thank you for leading the way back behind the piano this morning. It is good to have gifted and talented and willing servants to lead in worship every single Sunday. As we prepare to encounter God's word this morning, let us once again go to him in prayer this day. Creator God, as we are made in your image, we give you thanks this day for the seed of creativity you planted within each person. We praise the clean lines of the sculpture, the complexity of the concerto, the beauty of the poet's words. Grant us, we pray, the capacity to appreciate creativity where we don't always notice it. The morning sunshine, the laughter of a friend or a family member, the playfulness of the birds outside the window, or the stealing calm of the gentle breeze. Forgive us, we pray, for those times we have squandered with aimless disregard our capacity to create, and for those times we have used our creativity as a force for destruction rather than reparation. Help us truly to live in appreciative awe of the creativity that you have planted within. Give us the patience and courage to nourish that creativity and the strength and persistence to express it every single day. In your creative hands and creator spirit, we pray this morning. Again, let me say thank you for joining us for worship this morning at First Baptist Elon. It is good to gather this first Sunday in February to worship this day. Earlier this week, our dear old friend, Punxsutawney Phil, did anybody tune in to see what Phil said? This week, God bless him, God bless him. The groundhog saw his shadow on Tuesday, so we are destined for 6 more weeks of winter. Whoever came up with that, I would like to have a little conversation with him. We're going to have a counseling session at some point in the near future. But anyway, so I pray that the next 6 weeks of winter will be mild, and to say the least, so we will not have to check the radar every single weekend to see if we have possible snow. Did y'all see that we have possibility of winter weather tomorrow morning? I pray that doesn't happen as well. I will have to say, however, that I saw on Facebook this week, on Tuesday, a meme that really caught my eye. And it was a picture of a female groundhog who was Punxsutawney Phil's wife. I think her name was Phyllis. And it said that she had moved to Florida, where the warm weather was, and that she claimed that Phil was a compulsive, perpetual liar. So, however you feel about the next 6 weeks, just remember, Phyllis is down in Florida enjoying the warm weather. Anyway, it is good to gather in the warmth of the love of Christ this Sabbath morning as we continue our sermon series that I began a couple weeks ago called 2022 Connections. Over the past 3 weeks, we have looked at 3 important connections that each of us individually and our entire congregation should strive for in this new year. First, our most important connection we have is with our Creator. Next, the importance of connection with our koinonia, which is our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ here at First Baptist Elon and our fellow Christians across the world. Then, last week, we discussed and looked at the importance of our connecting with the community through the ministry that we carry out. We talked about the 5 P's: passion, prayer, pastors, people, and then produce. And remember, I made that fit because it's really talking about the fruit that comes from our ministry. But this morning, we're going to conclude that sermon series with a connection that I think as Christians we often overlook, but serves great importance as we seek to be the stewards that God has created us See, our connection with God's creation is intimately intertwined with the Sabbath, the holy day, this day that we gather to worship. Someone that realized this was poet, farmer, and environmental activist Wendell Berry. He recognized this and he wrote a poem that I want to read to you this morning that talks about this relationship between the Sabbath and creation. Listen to this connection between each of us individually as Christians. The Sabbath rest that this day is supposed to bring, creation as a whole, and most importantly, the Creator. This is titled Sabbath. Another Sunday morning comes, and I resume the standing Sabbath of the woods where the finest blooms of time return and where the path is worn but wears its maker's hour. At last it disappears and leaves a fallen season, the tracked rut, fields and levels. Here nothing grieves. In the risen season, past life lives in the living resurrection, is in the way each maple leaf commemorates its kind by connection. Outreaching understanding what rises into comprehension and beyond even fallen raises in praise of life what is begun. Is unfinished, and so the mind that comes to rest among the bluebells, comes to rest in motion refined by alteration, the bud swells, opens, makes seeds, falls, is well, being becoming what it is, miracle and parable, exceeding thought, because it is. Immeasurable, the understander, encloses understanding thus, darkens the light we can stand under. No ray that is not dimmed by us. The mind that comes to rest is tended in ways that it cannot intend. Is born, preserved, and comprehended by what it cannot comprehend. Your Sabbath, Lord, thus keeps us by. Your will, not ours, and it is fit. Our only choice should be to die into that rest or out of it. You see, when we think about our intimate connection with creation, we cannot forget that the Sabbath is founded in. Out of all the Ten Commandments, the Sabbath is the only one that is connected to creation. We are called to rest and keep the Sabbath holy because God created for 6 days and then he continued to create by resting on the Sabbath. To keep the Sabbath is to stand in solidarity, to connect with creation, and to proclaim the truth of creation to creation. Just as we celebrate on Sundays and acknowledge the call to proclaim the resurrection every single day, we observe the Sabbath to proclaim that God created all that there is. Not just us, not just the ones we love, but all that there is was created by God's hand. The same Creator that we are seeking to connect with created the same creation that we are called to connect with today and to care for. That's the part I think we forget. We're not just called to connect with it. We're called to care for it as well. That's why God has invited us to connect with creation in 2022. In the opening book of the Bible, Genesis, God has invited us to care for his creation. The same creation that, the same creator that breathed life into our lungs brought forth a created world that has been blessed. God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds of the air and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw all that he made, and it was good. It was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing, so on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The very first command that God gives us that is connected with creation is for us to take care of it. Genesis 1:28, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Now, when we read that verse in our connection with creation, one of the words that has caused great trouble in the past for our role is that verb, subdue. That's a negative term, doesn't it? We think about it in any other way, we think, subdue. That's not positive. Back in 1967, Len White Jr. wrote an article in the Science Journal that said that all of our ecological woes in the world can be attributed to that single command to subdue and our Christians' obedience of that command. Well, I think that's a little simplistic for one statement, but that word subdue has led to a bad history for humanity and what God has called us to do. We have done a great deal of bad to God's creation. And so what exactly is our call? Let me share with you another thought that was passed on in times past. James Watt, who was Secretary of Interior under Ronald Reagan, who was also, James Watt was an evangelical Christian, was quoted as saying while in office that when Jesus returned, he would be angry because we had not used up all the earth's resources. Think about that. That Jesus would be angry when he returned because humans had not used up all of the earth's resources. Now, let's be honest, that quote might be a little apocryphal in nature, but it points to a very strange attitude towards creation that is not based in creation and is not based in God's command in Genesis 1. It is an understanding of the end times. The Audubon magazine described this understanding of ruling over creation in this way. This view holds that the earth that we walk on today is merely a temporary way station on the road to eternal life. It is unimportant except as a place of testing to get into heaven. The earth was put here by the Lord for the people to subdue and use for profitable purpose on their way to the hereafter. Now, I believe that we have misunderstood this creation command, this word subdue in Genesis 1. reading from Matthew 20, 25 to 28. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be saved, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. We are to rule over creation the same way that Jesus rules over us. Jesus rules by serving. In this way, we need to rule over creation. We need to subdue creation by serving. And how do we do that? By taking care of it and doing what it takes to keep it safe and to keep it beautiful. This is the beginning of our connection with creation, but it doesn't stop there. The second command that God gives us about our connection with creation is the command for the Sabbath to be for the land as well. The command for the Sabbath was not just for humanity. It was for his entire creation. It is not just the responsibility of each individual Christian to keep the Sabbath, but we should also make sure that everyone under our responsibility has the opportunity to enjoy the gift of the Sabbath rest as well. This includes God's creation, the earth. In fact, the Israelites were commanded to give the land a Sabbath year every seventh year in Leviticus 25. Sabbath is very connected to the land. God was so serious about the land having the Sabbath that he warned that if they did not provide it for them, that he would obey, if they didn't obey his commands, that he would take it from them. He would provide the rest that it needed. And guess what? That's exactly what happened. The people refused to obey God's commands and God's laws for generations until finally his patience ran out and he took the land from them. You see, God is serious about our connection and our relationship to his creation. Let's fast forward another 1,000 years to see how we are doing in terms of our care for the environment and giving the land a Sabbath rest. And the answer is not so good. This is one of the reasons Jesus shared the parable of the wise manager in Luke chapter 12, verses 42 through 46. When Jesus returns, he is not going to ask us if we used up all the trees, which is what James Watt's quote kind of alluded to. He's going to see if we have done what he asked us to do. The parable of the wise manager was spoken against the Pharisees and their abusive relationship with the Jewish people. But it speaks to us as well, as we have been given the task of taking care of creation and giving the land its Sabbath rest. What does our relationship, our connection with creation say today? Are we honoring his creation by taking to care for it by providing its Sabbath? Do we, or have we beaten up on creation and ate and drank from its bounty? Does God's words through Ezekiel in Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 18 and 19 ring true today? Is it not enough for you to feed on the good pasture? Must you also trample the rest of your pasture with your feet? Is it not enough for you to drink clear water? Must you also muddy the rest with your feet? Must my flock feed on what you have trampled and drink what you have muddied with your feet? How is your connection with God's creation? Is it healthy? Are you tending to its care and providing the Sabbath that it deserves? Or are there changes that need to be made? We have an earth given to us by our Creator that is in need of help. This is not a political statement. This is a creation statement from our Creator written in Genesis chapter 1. stewards and servants that God wants us to be. The question is, how do we become the creation keepers that we are called to be? How do we make that intimate connection with God's creation that He wants us to have? First, we keep the Sabbath. How does that help? The Sabbath teaches us that we do not have to constantly grasp for more and more and deplete the earth. Second, we have to pray. We might think that nothing short of a miracle will heal the earth of what is going on. Well, guess what? It's a good thing that we believe in miracles and we believe in healing. And it's a great thing that Jesus healed so many people on the Sabbath. The third thing that we call our calling to do is to put it into action. Chronicles 7:13-14 says, "When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land." Do what you know that you can do to do your part for God's creation. It may be something simple, planting a garden to provide the food that you need for your own family, walking or biking to work when running errands, planting a tree for future generations, cleaning up litter along a roadside or helping to maintain a local park, recycling a simple task that we can do every single day. You see, the opportunities are endless, but we are called to be good stewards and to put a positive spin on that word, subdue. But guess what? Each of us must do our part. Let's connect to God's creation and all that is in it today, because we are its caregivers. Let's do our part. Let's pray. Father, as we are called to be the stewards and the servants to your creation, not just on the Sabbath day, but every single day of the week, we know we have a part to do. We know our land needs healing. We know that we can play a part, not starting tomorrow, but starting right now, in this hour, in this moment. Father, thank you your gift of creation. Thank you for the beauty and the complexity of your creative hand that has brought this earth into being, that brought each of us into being, and that continues to create every single day. Father, it is a daunting task, it's a daunting responsibility, but one that we take humbly as a servant of you. We lift this prayer in the name of the one who came to this earth, your creation, who transformed creation for all eternity. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. As we come to our time of closing this morning, as we sing our closing hymn, maybe today you've recognized for the first time that you haven't been doing your part, that you haven't been playing your part in tending to God's creation. And it may be a small step, it may be a big step, wherever how God is